バカバケバスデバヤ。
オンナモバカバケバスデバヤ。
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 Neko je regulirao svoje navike poput uzimanja hrane, spavanja, zabavljanja i rada, može primjenom sistema joge ublažiti sve materijalne patnje. Smisao. Pretjerano zadovoljavanje tjelesnih potreba, kao što su uzimanje hrane, spavanje, branjenje i razmnožavanje, može spriječiti napredovanje u jogi. Što se tiče uzimanja hrane, ono može biti regulirano samo kada uzimamo prasadu, posvećenu hranu. Prema Bhagavad Giti, gospodinu Krišni se nudi povrće, cvijeće, voće, žitarice, mlijeko itd. Na taj način osoba svjesna Krišne automatski uči da ne uzima hranu koja nije namijenjena ljudima ili nije hrana u vrlini. Što se tiče spavanja, osoba svjesna Krišne uvijek budno izvršava svoje dužnosti u svjesnosti Krišne i zato svako vrijeme nepotrebno provedeno u spavanju smatra velikim gubitkom. Avyartaha kalatvam. Bhakta svjestan Krišne ne može podnijeti da provede čak ni minut bez svog života bez služenja gospodina. Zato svoje spavanje svodi na najmanju mjeru. Njegov ideal u tom pogledu je Šila Rupa Goswami, koji je uvijek služio Krišnu i nije mogao spavati više od 2 sata na dan, a ponekad čak ni toliko. Haridas Thakura ne bi čak ni prihvatio prasadam ili spavao čak ni tren ako ne bi izvršio svoju dnevnu dužnost koja se sastojala od mantranja 300.000 imena na brojanici. Što se tiče rada, osoba svjesna Krišne ne čini ništa što nije povezano s Krišnim interesom i zato je njen rad uvijek regulisan i nezagađen čulnim uživanjem. Pošto nema govora o čulnom uživanju, osoba svjesna Krišne nikada ne provodi vrijeme u materijalnoj dokolici. Pošto je regulirana u svom radu, govoru, spavanju, budnosti i svim drugim tjelesnim aktivnostima, za nju ne postoji materijalna bijeda.
Dobro došli.
Just like in yesterday's verse, we find some valuable instructions how to lead our lives in this material world without unnecessary disturbances.
U ovom stihu, kao i u jučerašnjem stihu, mi nalazimo kako voditi život bez nepotrebnih uznemirenja.
It is stated here that we should regulate our eating, our sleeping, our recreation and our work.
I rečeno je da mi moramo regulirati naše jedanje, naše spavanje, naše zabavljanje i naš rad.
We have to learn to become experts in these fields by balancing the amount of eating and sleeping to the best way possible.
I nama je rečeno ovdje od strane gospodina kako moramo balansirati jedanje i spavanje na najbolji mogući način.
If you forget, for instance, to sleep one day, you will be all a nervous wreck the next day.
I ako zaboravite spavati jedan dan, onda ćete sljedeći dan biti jako nervozni.
Or if you eat too much regularly, you won't fit through the doorway any longer.
Ali ako previše jedete, onda više nećete moći proći kroz vrata.
Oprostite. So a yogi is someone who balances these things. An animal can't do it.
Yogi je onaj ko može balansirati te stvari. Životinja to ne može učiniti.
He is a slave to his senses.
On je rob svojih čula.
Do you know how to capture a maimon?
Da li znate kako uhvatiti majmuna?
Very simple. You take a pumpkin.
I jako jednostavno, uzmite tikvu.
Make a little hole.
Napravite malu rupu.
Take the meat of the pumpkin out.
I izvadite to meso tikve van.
And place a roasted banana inside.
I unutra stavite pečenu bananu.
Then you bind the pumpkin with a chain to the next tree.
I onda zavežete tikvu sa lancem za sljedeće drvo.
And then you can wait.
I onda morate čekati.
10 minutes, 20 minutes.
10-20 minuta.
The monkey comes.
I onda majmun dođe.
Oh, banana! Put the hand in the tikku, in the pumpkin, grabs the banana.
I onda stavi ruku u tikvu i uhvati bananu.
He wants to now move his hand out.
I sada on želi izvaditi svoju ruku napolje.
But it doesn't fit any longer through the small hole because his hand has become a fist.
I više ne može izaći van kroz tu malu rupu zato što je ruka postala šaka.
Now a human being would say, well, there's a very simple solution for a very simple problem. Just let go of the banana.
I ljudska bića bi rekla, jako jednostavno rješenje za jako jednostavan problem, samo pustite banana.
But Maimon cannot draw this conclusion.
Ali Maimon, on ne može jednostavno uhvatiti taj zaključak.
It is not possible for him.
Za njega to nije moguće.
It's a banana. Do you understand? A banana. How can you let go of the banana?
Kako možete ostaviti
banana? You tell him, well, it's your freedom that's more important than a banana.
Ali tvoja sloboda, možete mu reći, je puno važnija od banana.
But freedom is too abstract for his thinking.
Ali sloboda je previše abstraktna za njegovo razmišljanje.
He can only think of concrete things, that's a banana.
I on može jednostavno razmišljati o konkretnim stvarima, a to je banana.
In very much the same way, most of the people can only think of concrete things like sense gratification.
I tako, na sličan način, većina ljudi mogu razmišljati o konkretnim stvarima kao što je čulno uživanje.
To give up sense gratification for self-realization, that's too much philosophy at once.
Znači, napustiti čulno uživanje za samospoznaju je previše filozofije odjedno.
That's simply too abstract.
To je jednostavno previše abstraktno.
Let's be practical.
Hajde da budemo praktični.
We are in Split.
Mi smo u Splitu.
There are beautiful tailors walking around on the ocean side.
I postoje prekrasna tijela koje hodaju naokolo po plaži.
Let us not talk now about self-realization.
Nemojmo sada pričati o samospoznaju.
Let us talk about šminka.
Ajde, šminki.
Sunglasses.
Osunčeni naočale.
Milo. Disco.
Disco.
Frizura! Fashion!
O modi.
Self-realization. And giving up sense gratification for self-realization. That's too much.
I napuštanje čovnog uživanja zbog samospoznaje, to je stvarno previše.
That's the unfortunate situation of the conditioned souls who are bound by the chains of desires.
I to je nesrećno stanje uslovljene duše koje je jednostavno vezano lancima svojih želja.
These desires have been imprinted in our hearts not only since one life but since many, many lifetimes.
I te želje one su utisnete u našem srcu ne samo iz jednog života nego iz mnogo, mnogo života.
I remember a little while ago I was traveling with Bhaktivedanta's fantastic son, Jiva, from the Gurukul in Vrindavan.
I sjećam se, prije nekog vremena ja sam putovao sa sinom od Bhaktivedanta, Jiva.
And I asked him to give a little lecture after my lecture.
I ja sam zatražio njega da on da malu lekciju nakon moje lekcije.
And he said, the purpose of human life is to be disciplined.
I on je rekao, smisao ljudskog života je da postanemo disciplinirani.
How old is he? 15 years or 16 years?
I don't know.
Yeah. He's very young.
Yeah, right.
14, 15 years.
Znači, on je star oko 14-15 godina.
His voice is just breaking.
I njegov glas se baš lomi.
So he said, the purpose of human life is to be disciplined.
I on je rekao, znači, smisao ljudskog života je postati discipliniran.
That's what we learn in our Gurukul school in Vrindavan.
I to je ono što učimo u našoj Gurukula školi u Vrindavan.
But you know, all these people look
I onda su svi ti ljudi tako gledali.
I will give you the reason why.
Ja ću vam dati razlog zašto.
When you make it, whatever, when you learn discipline in the young age, it will always accompany you like your best friend.
I ako naučite disciplinu u svojoj mladosti, onda će vas uvijek slijediti kao vaš najbolji prijatelj.
You will be able to control the mind and senses when you need it.
I bit ćete sposobni kontrolirati um i čula onda kada vam je to potrebno.
Especially in young age we have to learn to be disciplined.
I specijalno u mladom dobu mi trebamo naučiti biti disciplinirani.
You imagine there was this little Jiva and all the German guests were looking at him. All the little girls who wear his fan up till now were disciplined.
Možete zamisliti svi Njemci su tamo stojali, govorili su malog Jivu koji je govorio, sve djevojke su bile tamo koje su ga obožavale, ali sada ne govorio o disciplini, ne, kako disciplini.
Then he made his point.
I onda je napravio svoj plan.
Our mind is like a clay pot.
Naš um je kao vrč od gline.
When you want a clay pot to look nice, you will put a nice decoration on it when it's still in a very young stage, when the clay is still wet.
I kada želite napraviti jako lijepu dekoraciju na tom, toj posudi od gline, onda morate napraviti tu dekoraciju dok je još vlažno.
And then when you put the clay pot into the fire, this ornament will become very, very nicely engraved in the clay pot. It will stay for the whole life.
I onda kada taj, tu posudu od gline stavite u vatru, onda će ta, ta impresija unutra što se biti će, ostaće tamo za cijeli život.
That's why in young age you have to be disciplined.
I to je zašto u mladom dobu trebamo postati disciplinirani.
How do you like this idea, my dear young girls and boys of Split?
I dragi moji mladi dečki i djevojke Splita, kako vam se sviđa ova ideja?
You know, our lives when we in the Western culture become older is totally undisciplined.
I naši životi kada postanemo stari u zapadnoj kulturi postanu jako nedisciplinirani.
In the schools boys and girls are you know, mixing freely.
I u školama dječaci i djevojke oni se miješaju slobodno.
In my own school I remember when I was you know, when I was 14 years old or 15 years old, I had to go just quickly out and visit the toilet.
I znači ja se sjećam u svojoj vlastitoj školi kada sam bio 14 ili 15 godina, onda sam trebao brzo izaći i posjetiti toalet.
And I found one girl in the men's toilet from my class who gave birth to a little child much too early.
I našao sam tamo u toaletu za muškarce jednu djevojku koja je bila mojih godina, koja je jednostavno rodila dijete prerano.
She was totally confused, you know, she was feeling that something is coming and she did not even find the right toilet.
I ona je bila totalno zbunjena, osjećala je da se nešto dolazi i čak nije mogla niti naći pravi toalet.
Many things happened like this, even in my time, now I cannot imagine what is happening in this world.
Znači čak i u moje doba su se događale takve stvari, a sad niti ne mogu zamisliti šta se događa u školama.
So this discipline is, you know, if we are not learning how to control our mind and senses, who knows where we will be going to.
I znači ako ne naučimo kako kontrolirati naš um i čula, ko zna gdje možemo otići.
So that is what is described here.
I to je ono što je ovdje objašnjeno.
Many people in this time become highly interested in spiritual life.
I u ovo doba puno ljudi postanu jako zainteresirani za duhovni život.
The reason often is that they have seen that it is not possible to become really happy by a life of unrestricted sense gratification.
I razlog tome je da su oni vidjeli da ostvari danas ne mogu postati sretni nekontroliranim čudnim životom.
In the Bhagavad Gita a very logical explanation is given for this.
I u Bhagavad Gita je dano jako logično objašnjenje toga.
The senses are compared with a raging, or the desires of the senses are compared with a raging fire.
I želje čula su upoređene sa gorućom vatrom.
And the more you try to satisfy them, the wilder their demands get.
I sve što ih više pokušavate zadovoljiti, sve su divlji zahtjevi.
Yes. It's just like if you want to extinguish the fire by pouring oil on it, it will want more.
I to je slično kao kada pokušavate zagasiti vatru stavljajući ulje na njega, ono će htjeti još više i više.
Until it even gets dangerous.
Sve dok konačno ne postane opasno.
Today we were dancing through the town of Split and I could see how this fire of sense gratification is burning the Splitski Jana alive.
I danas smo plesali kroz ulice Splita i ja sam mogao vidjeti kako stvari ta vatra, jednostavno vatra čunog uživanja gori srca tih njihova života.
In my eyes, many of them had fire wounds all over the body.
I u mojim očima mnogi od njih su imali ozljede od vatre po cijelom tijelu.
Look for instance at the drug problem.
Pogledajte na primjer problem droge.
People start with a little alcohol.
Ljudi počnu sa malo alkohola.
Then it must be hashish.
I onda mora biti hashish.
Then marijuana.
I onda marijuana.
Then opium.
Onda opium.
Then heroin.
I onda heroin.
Where's the end?
I onda gdje je kraj?
In India, the end is when they take a poisonous snake and the snake bites them.
I u Indiji je kraj tome da oni jednostavno uzmu otrovnu zmiju i onda stavi da ih ugrize ta otrovna zmija.
Because they cannot satisfy the fire of desire.
I oni ne mogu zadovoljiti želju, tu vatru želje.
Maybe the drugs mafia can make a big business by importing these snakes from India. Don't tell them.
Možda mafija droge bi napravili veliki biznis ako bi jednostavno uvezli puno zmija, otrovnih zmija u Split.
But don't tell them.
Ali nemojte im reći.
Oh, the seksualni životski.
Ili seksualni život.
Where is the end?
Gdje je kraj?
So, therefore, to control mind and senses is not just something, some exquisite torture of the religious people.
I znači kontrolirati um i čula nije samo neka velika tortura religioznih ljudi.
It is necessary for living.
To je neophodno za život.
Seizing gold and taking money. In this connection, I want to tell you my favorite story.
I u vezi s tim ja želim reći moju glavnu priču, moju omiljenu priču.
Once there was a kula. That's a person who burns wood and makes coal from it.
Jednom je bio, znači jedan ugljar.
Ugljar. Ugljara. One morning he happened to have a very amazing guest.
I jedno jutro mu se dogodilo da ima jedno jako zapanjuće.
Evening.
Jedno večer se dogodilo da ima jako zapanjuće gosta.
He opened the door and saw a man dressed in very good cloth.
I onda je otvorio vrata, čuje kucanje, otvorio vrata i vidio je čovjeka koji je bio obučen u jako dobro odjeću.
Give me something to eat.
Daj mi nešto da jedem.
I'm so hungry.
Tako sam gladan.
And a place to sleep for the night.
I mjesto za spavanje preko noći.
Okay, so the poor man gave him a meal and offered him his own bed for the night.
I onda je taj ugljar rekao u redu, uđi unutra i dao im je svoj vlastiti objed i dao mu je svoj vlastiti krevet.
Next morning the man said, can you show me the capital of this country?
I onda drugo jutro čovjek je rekao, možeš mi pokazati glavni grad te države?
Idemo, the man.
I onda je rekao, idemo.
And led him to the capital.
I onda ga je vodio do glavnog grada.
When both of them walked through the capital, the people started to shout, "Hurrah! Juhay! Our king is back!"
I onda kada su se našli, kada su dolazili u tom glavnom gradu, oni su vidjeli čuda i onda je naš kralj je nazad.
He was kidnapped.
On je bio kidnapiran.
He managed to run away from the gangsters.
I nekako je uspio pobjeći od gangsters.
Who's this man with him?
Ko je čovjek sa njim?
And the king said, he saved my life.
I onda je kralj rekao, on je spasio moj život.
I am so thankful.
Ja sam toliko zahvalan.
I give you a whole forest of sandalwood trees.
I on je rekao, dajem ti puno šumu sandalovog drveta.
Now one sandalwood tree is so valuable that it could take care of the whole economic needs of this man. One tree only.
I sad, znači samo jedno to drvo sandala je toliko dragocjeno da može jednostavno dokupiti sve njegove ekonomske potrebe.
You can make nice oil.
Možete napraviti jako lijepo ulje.
Parfumski.
Lijepe parfeme.
You can make furniture which smells very good.
Možete napraviti namještaj koji jako lijepo miriše.
And small Krishna devis also are made from sandalwood.
I mali božanstva od Krishna su isto tako napravljena od sandalwooda.
One tree is so costly, you cannot imagine.
I samo jedno drvo je toliko dragocjeno da ne možete čak niti zamisliti.
After one year, the man returned. Then the king returned to visit the coal men, expecting that a palace would be there at the spot where the old hut used to be.
I onda nakon jedne godine kralj se vratio da posjeti tog ugljara i onda je očekivao da će tamo gdje je bila njegova koliba da će biti palata.
But when he came there, he saw the same black hut.
Ali kad je došao tamo, onda je vidio isto ono crnu kolibu.
The man had a black face.
Čovjek je imao crno lice.
And looked poor like always and miserable.
I izgleda je siromašan kao uvijek i jako bjedno.
What happened to you, asked the king?
Ja da je pravo, šta se sa tobom dogodilo?
He thought you would be a multimillionaire by now.
Ja sam mislio da ćeš ti da sada biti multimillionaire.
No, why are you asking?
Ne, zašto ti to pitaš?
I'm happy that you came, said the coal man.
I ugljar rekao, drago mi je da si došao.
Please give me a new forest.
Molim te, daj mi novu šumu.
Because just yesterday I burned the last sandalwood tree.
Zato što sam jučer spalio zadnje drvo sandala.
In this analogy, sandalwood forest is a human form of life.
Znači u ovoj analogiji šuma sandalovine je ljudska forma života.
Krishna is like the king is Krishna who gives us the valuable human form of life.
Znači kralj, on je Krishna koji nam daje taj dragocjenu formu, ljudsku formu života.
And most of us are like the coal men.
Jer će na nas, mi smo kao taj ugljar.
Who burn the valuable human form of life in the fire of sense clarification.
I znači koji je jednostavno stavio tu dragocjenu ljudsku formu života u vatri čunog uživanja.
To je život.
To je život.
So in Krishna consciousness we understand that there is a way out of this dilemma.
I naši svjesnosti Krishna mi razumijemo svatoma da postoji izlaz iz te.
The answer is called pure consciousness.
I odgovor se zove čista svjesnost.
Which is free of material desires.
Koja je slobodna od materijalnih želja.
Now to get to this happy, ecstatic, blissful state of consciousness, we are inspired to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
I znači da bi došli to sretno, ecstatično, blaženo stanje svjesnosti, mi pokušavamo mantrati Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Yes, the mantra takes the dirt out of desires, out of the consciousness.
I mantra, ona odnosi priljavštinu želja izvan svjesnosti.
Lead you to
Međutim,
you have to know one tajnje.
Morate znati jednu tajnu.
Each mantra can only take effect with a proper sadacha.
Svaka mantra može jednostavno imati efekt ako ima pravilni sadacha.
Sadacha must be there when you chant mantras.
Sadacha mora biti tu prisutan kada mantrate mantre.
What is sadacha?
Šta je sadacha?
The word achar means activity.
Dara znači aktivnost.
And sat means eternal.
I sat znači vječno.
The spiritual teacher is called acharya. Acharya is also there.
Znači, duhovni učitelj, on se naziva acharya.
He has to have the proper life and the proper example.
On treba imati pravilan život i pravilan primjer.
Otherwise he is not a teacher.
Inače on nije učitelj.
If he says don't smoke and he is a tushatev, he pushatev also, then he is not a spiritual teacher.
Znači ako on kaže nemojte pušiti i on sam puši, onda on nije duhovni učitelj.
So we have to also have the proper achar, that activity which brings us to spiritual life. Otherwise mantra chanting is like a cry in the wilderness.
Znači mi moramo imati pravilni achar u tom pjevanju mantre, inače tapijanje mantre je kao plač u divljini.
In India there are many, many mantras.
U Indiji postoji jako puno mantre
which are chanted by yogis.
Koje yogi izgovaraju.
A little while ago a Dutch camera team made an investigation on this.
I znači prije nekog vremena kamera tim iz Danske su napravili jedno istraživanje.
They filmed a yogi, listen to this now.
I slušajte sada, oni su snimali jednog yogija.
He chanted a certain mantra.
On je izgovorio određenu mantru.
And all of a sudden.
I odjednom.
It was a room which was totally closed.
Bila je soba koja je bila totalno zatvorena.
A boa constrictor was there. Boa constrictor.
I znači bila je tamo i na zmija, odmah se tamo stvorila jedna
zmija.
Boa.
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 Other yogis chant just some words and all of a sudden everywhere there is fire.
I drugi yogi, oni mantraju neku mantru i odmah odjednom se dogodi neka vatra.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
Ja sam tada, ja sam vlastiti imačio.
But this, they can only do this if they have the proper activities.
Ali oni to mogu učiniti samo ako imaju pravilnu aktivnost.
If they do not know the right activity for their mantra, this power will destroy them.
Ako nemaju pravilnu aktivnost za tu mantru, njihova ta moć će ih jednostavno uništiti.
This is also the case when, well, something similar. Something similar is the case when you chant Hare Krishna without the proper activities. It doesn't destroy you, it's good always, but the desired effect is not coming.
Znači nešto slično se događa kao kada pijate Hare Krishna mantru, naravno to vas ne uništava, ali onaj efekt jednostavno ne dolazi i prisutan.
We could give the example of, let me say, sowing seeds into ground.
Znači možemo dati primjer sijanja sjemena u zemlji.
If you don't prepare the ground properly, the plant will not grow from the seed.
Znači ako pravilno ne pripremimo zemlju, onda ta biljka jednostavno neće pravilno rasti.
Isn't it here in Dalmatia, it's very fertile at some places, but at other places, on the mountain I have heard, there is this percussion, what do you say in English? The ground is not favorable, nothing grows. Even you can bring the best seeds, won't grow.
Znači kao ja sam čuo da ovdje u Dalmaciji na nekim mjestima je zemlja jako plodna, a na drugim mjestima kao što recimo u brdima, zemlja jednostavno čak i ako imate najbolje sjeme neće roditi plod.
Therefore, my dragi gosti.
I zbog toga, moji dragi gosti.
And my dragi bhaktas.
I moji dragi bhakte.
And my dragi skeptics.
I moji dragi skeptics.
If you want to experience that your consciousness becomes pure and free from desires and full of transcendental joy, watch your activities.
I ako želite imati iskustvo da je vaša svjesnost čista i transcendentalna i slobodna od materijalnih želja, posmatrite svoje aktivnosti.
If you want to cross the granica of material consciousness and go to spiritual consciousness. Watch your sadhata.
I ako želite preći preko granice materijalne svjesnosti i ući u spiritualnu duhovnu svjesnost, onda gledajte, posmatrajte svoje sadašaje.
Have you ever been sick?
Da li ste ikada bili bolesni?
Have you ever called the doctor?
Da li ste ikada zvali doktora?
At first he will say, make
Prvo, znači što vam je rekao je da kažete aaa.
Then he will look in the ears.
Onda gleda u uši.
Then he will look in the eyes.
Onda gleda u oči. Onda kaže, evo, to je tvoja bolest.
So this evening I want to suggest to all of you a self-diagnosis.
I ovo večer ja bih svima vama htio preporučiti samo dijagnozu.
Do you want to hear it?
Da li želite čuti?
Maybe.
Možda.
Watch at your tongue.
Gledajte na svoj jezik.
You're speaking now of sadhaka.
Sada govorimo o sadhaka.
The activities which accompany the chanting of the Maha Mantra.
Znači aktivnosti koje se druže ili su pored pjevanja Hare Krishna mantra.
Watch your tongue.
Gledajte svoj jezik.
What are you eating?
Šta jedete?
And what are you talking?
I šta govorite?
Watch your ears.
Gledajte u svoje uši.
What are you hearing?
Šta slušate?
What goes into this canal?
Šta ulazi u taj kanal?
Watch your eyes.
Gledajte u svoje oči.
What are you seeing?
Šta gledate?
What is your vision in life?
Kakva je vaša vizija u životu?
The ordinary person talks about material things.
Znači obične osobe one razgovaraju o materijalnim stvarima.
Eats food which is not spiritual.
Jedu hranu koja nije duhovna.
He hears what is in the radio.
On sluša šta je na radiju.
And the Gramya Katha, the village talk of the local area he is living in.
Ja slušam Gramya Katha, a srpska razgovaranja u selu kome se nalazi.
He looks TV.
Ja da gleda televiziju.
That is Umski becomes you know, square.
Njegov um onda postane kocka.
And his vision in life is most probably they don't even have a goal in life.
I njihova vizija u životu čak niti nemaju nikakav cilj u životu.
If you want that the Hare Krishna mantra brings your consciousness out of material consciousness to spiritual consciousness, talk about the right things.
I znači ako želite da Hare Krishna mantra jednostavno dovede vašu svjesnost iz materijalne u duhovnu, onda govorite o pravilnim stvarima.
See the right things.
Gledajte u prave stvari.
Have the right zielski in your life.
I imate pravi cilj u vašem životu.
Yes, and here.
I slušajte prave stvari.
Duhovna snan.
Duhovna snaga.
Yeah. Snan. Yeah. Knowledge.
Duhovna snaga.
Znanje, yes. It's very important.
Znači to je jako važno.
Then if you do these simple things,
i onda ako radite te jednostavne stvari,
you will see how the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will take you on a journey.
I onda ćete vidjeti kako vas Hare Krishna Mantra jednostavno vodi na putovanje.
This journey will bring you to a very interesting granica.
I to putovanje će vas dovesti do jedne jako interesantne granice.
It's the border between material consciousness and spiritual consciousness.
I to je granica između materijalne svjesnosti i duhovne svjesnosti.
Let me tell you about this granica.
Ajde da vam kažem sad o toj granici.
It's extremely difficult to get through this.
I jako ekstremno teško proći kroz to.
You cannot make a false passport to get through it.
Ne možete napraviti lažni vlastne putovnice da prođete.
Or make your own visa.
Ili vašu vlastitu vizu.
No, you have to get it from the guru parampara.
Znači ne, morate dobiti od guru parampara.
See, in material consciousness you think I'm the enjoyer and the controller.
Znači u materijalnoj svjesnosti mi mislimo ja sam kontrolor i ja sam uživao.
In the kingdom of spiritual consciousness you think ja sam sluga.
Ali u kraljestvu duhovne svjesnosti vi razmišljate ja sam sluga.
I am the servant of Krishna.
Ja sam sluga Krishna.
But there is this terrible granica between.
Ali postoji ta užasna granica.
Wow! Such a heavy granica.
Tako, teška granica.
It's called lažen ego.
Zove se lažnija.
It's very, very, very heavy.
I jako, jako,
huh?
Jako teška.
Ah, so heavy.
Jako je teška.
Many people want to leave the realm of material consciousness, but they cannot cross this border.
Znači, puno ljudi oni žele napustiti to područje materijalne svjesnosti, ali oni ne mogu proći tu granicu.
You can only cross this border if you know the sadhaka, the right activities.
I možete jedino proći tu granicu ako poznajete sadhaka, pravilne aktivnosti.
Yes, if we hear about, if we perform the right spiritual activities, our false ego, you know, we'll go away and we can just go through it.
I znači ako izvršavamo pravilne duhovne aktivnosti, naš lažni ja će jednostavno otići i mi ćemo proći kroz to.
Yes, so I wish you all success in this sadhachar.
I da, ja vam želim sav uspjeh u tom sadhacharu.
Each one of you, please, after you have left this temple and you, you know, or when you have free time tomorrow, think about what you can change in your sadhacara.
Znači, i svako od vas nakon što napustite hram ili u svoje slobodno vrijeme sutra, razmislite šta možete promijeniti u svom sadhacharu.
What can you do so that when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, it carries you into this joys of spiritual consciousness.
Znači, što možemo učiniti kada pijamo tu Hare Krishna Mahamantru da nas odvede do radosti duhovne svjesnosti?
Good is also if you talk about the things in private with the devotees. You can go to Vaishyari, who is very expert in spiritual knowledge, can give you the right information.
Znači, isto tako dobro ako u vaše vlastito vrijeme možete razgovarati sa Vaishyari Prabhuom koji je jako ekspertan u tim stvarima.
Or other preachers here in our temple who are a little senior Vaishnavas and who have experience in their lives.
Ili drugim bhaktama koji imaju malo više iskustva, propovjednicima.
Then you will not be like the coal men.
I onda nećete biti kao taj ugljar.
Because very simply you have a higher taste in spiritual life.
Zato što jednostavno imate viši ukus u duhovnom životu.
That is very, very easy.
I to je jako, jako lako.
I remember not long ago I was flying to London.
Prije nedugo ja sam letio prema Londonu.
And I had my dandu with me.
I imao sam svoj dandu sa sobom.
So when I wanted to go with it on the plane,
i kada sam sa njom htio otići na avion,
the steward asked me, what is this? How can you take this on the plane? Planes are not made for this.
Ja da taj stewardess je pitao, a šta je to? Kako to možeš donijeti avion? Avion nije namijenjen za to.
I said, to je moj danda.
Ja sam rekao, to je moja danda.
Moja antena.
Moja antena.
And then he said, I don't care, you know, we have to put it in the luggage compartment.
I on je rekao, baš mi briga, trebamo je staviti u tamo kabinu za prtljagu.
And then I gave it to him.
I onda sam mu je dao.
Then he carried it for a while and said, what's in there?
I onda je neko vrijeme nosio, onda je mislio, ma šta je unutra?
It feels so electric.
Izgleda tako električno.
Is that the bamboo?
Ja sam rekao, a bambus?
What does it mean?
I šta to znači?
Said, something very electric.
Nešto jako električno.
It means lifelong celibacy.
To znači doživotni celibat.
He was going,
And he said, "You keep it, you keep it."
I will never forget this. There were two devotees with me, you know, and they were just laughing. Yes, because people have become so much the servants of the senses.
Zato što su ljudi postali tako puno sluge svojih čula.
Like the maimon.
Kao maimon.
They cannot get out of it.
Jednostavno se ne mogu izvući iz toga.
So, but you are not such people.
Ali vi niste takvi ljudi.
You are interested in spiritual life.
Vi ste zainteresirani za duhovni život.
You are liking to chant. We could hear this this evening.
Vi volite pjevati, to smo vidjeli, čuli ovo večer.
But some of you might also ask the question, yes, it is all right, yes, it is logical, but I need a higher taste.
Ali nekad vas se mogu pitati, da, u redu je, sve u redu i logično, ali meni treba viši ukus.
The answer is sadača.
I odgovor je sadača.
These activities in spiritual life which will help that the seed is growing very nicely.
Inače aktivnosti u duhovnom životu koje će vam pomoći da sjeme jako lijepo izraste.
Let me give you a few simple recommendations.
Hajde da vam dam nekoliko jednostavnih preporuka.
Don't eat meat.
Ne jedite meso.
No illicit sex.
Nemojte imati zakonski seks.
No gambling.
Nemojte se kockati.
And no intoxication.
I nemojte se intoksicirati.
No pušati.
Nemojte pušati.
Those who live already, now this is for the beginners.
Znači to je ono za početnike.
For those who are little, who are living in the temple or who are living a spiritual oriented life.
Znači, a za one koji žive u hramu i koji žive duhovno orijentirani život.
Arrange your life in such a way that you can get up early.
I aranžirajte život na svoj način, na takav način da možete se ustati rano.
Yes. So then when you get up early, it is possible to use this time of the day called Brahma Muhurta for meditation.
I onda kada ustanete rano, onda je moguće za vas da iskoristite dio dana koji se zove Brahma Muhurta za meditaciju.
And by this simple activity, you can very easily get into the realm of spiritual consciousness.
I samo tom aktivnošću vi možete jako lako doći u područje duhovne svjetlosti.
The spiritual activities performed during this time of the day, the Brahma Muhurta day, are maybe 50 to 100 times as effective as on other times of the day.
I znači te duhovne aktivnosti koje se vrše u to doba Brahma Muhurte, oni su možda 50 ili 100 puta efektivni nego u ostalim dijelovima dana.
That means that you have to get to bed early.
To isto tako znači da morate rano ići u krevet.
Simple point.
Jednostavno point.
Then, sadača, do the proper spiritual activities.
Znači onda sadačar izvršavajte pravilne duhovne aktivnosti.
Most important is to read in holy scripture.
I najvažnije,
most important.
Najvažnije je da čitate iz svetih spisa.
Every day.
Svaki dan.
And serve the spiritual master. In the Vaishnavas.
I Vaishnavi.
Then this will prepare the ground.
I onda to će pripremiti tlo.
And then when you chant, such a difference.
I onda kada mantrate, takva razlika.
Dobro. Good, I will end here.
Dobro, ja ću ovdje završiti.
I thank you very much.
Hvala vam jako puno.
Please all come with us tomorrow to Dubrovnik.
I molim vas dođite svi zajedno s nama u Dubrovnik.
We will have a wonderful concert.
Imat ćemo prekrasni koncert.
We will put Duchon Nebomsky in Dubrovnik.
I onda ćemo baciti duhovne bombe u Dubrovnik,
which will purify the consciousness of the Dubrovnik people.
Koje će jednostavno pročistiti svjesnost ljudi iz Dubrovnika.
At the moment only materialistička bombska. So.
U ovom momentu samo materialne bombe padaju.
Maja. Good. Do you have any questions regarding this or any other subject which is on your mind and which you have reserved for this evening?
Znači, dobro, da li imate neko pitanje koje je vašem umu ili bilo koje drugo pitanje koje ste rezervirali za večer?
Jedna jutrošnja lekcija je pričala o Brami koji je rođen iz Lutinskog Hideke koji je recimo zaronio i tražio da je početak i nije mogao naći. No. A ta jedno tu su cijeti izašao iz tijela da ga savi Višnju. I sad moje pitanje je bilo u čemu je razlika između tog tijela i ostalih svih tih tijela u univerzumu? Iz tog tijela Garbo da ga savi Višnju. Iz koga izlaze Lutinskog Hideke.
So, the question is, this morning we were talking about Brahma, who were born from the lotus.
Yes.
And he was searching, but he couldn't find. So his question is, what is the difference between the body of Mahavishnu or the any other body, which was?
Mahavishnu's body and Garbhadaka and Shai Vishnu's body, is the difference?
No, just Garbhadaka and Shai Vishnu.
They are fully duhovne, fully spiritual.
Znači oni su potpuno duhovni.
Body of God.
To je tijelo Boga.
The transcendental to time, to space, to the material elements, to the three modes of material nature.
Znači oni su transcendentne prema vremenu, prema mjestu, prema prostoru, a prema prema elementima, materijalnim elementima.
It's very difficult for us to imagine what is a transcendental body.
Jako je teško za nas u stvari zamisliti šta je transcendentalno tijelo.
So Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu, who is in this universe, is a form of God who's there in his spiritual body.
Znači Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu se nalazi u univerzumu u svom duhovnom tijelu.
Yes.
Material.
Yes, it is. He's there in the material universe, but in the duhovnom tijelu.
Znači on je tu u materijalnom univerzumu, ali u duhovnom tijelu.
If you have a material body.
A ti imaš materijalno tijelo.
What a scandal!
Kakav skandal!
Yes, I thought we were... Oh, too advanced. Yes. Who was first? And then you. Yes, please.
Next we dođe zapušten duhom iz protest. On kaže da smo pitati izrazi nakon nekog vremena iz njega. Kaže se da nisu bili iskreni svoje želje. Sad me zanima kako znati da, kako misli da sebe da je iskren? Kako znati da li sam iskren?
So sometimes somebody is in spiritual life, but after some time he goes away, and it is said for him that actually he was not honest, he was not sincere. So, but everybody for himself thinks actually I'm sincere. So how to know if I am sincere or not?
You are sincere. But you ask for a criteria.
Znači ti pitaš za kriterij.
The criteria which Srila Prabhupada has given for sincerity is that you understand and agree that you need help.
Znači iskreno znači da Srila Prabhupada je rekao da ti razumiješ i shvatiš da ti treba pomoć.
And that's a very difficult thing to admit.
I to je jako teška stvar da priznam.
I once heard an Indian joke.
jedan sam čuje jednu indijsku šalu.
Now you may not be able to laugh about it because you come from a different cultural background, but listen to it anyways.
I možda se nećete smijati jer dolazite iz drugačijeg zaleđa, ali slušajte.
There's a man sitting like this.
Inače, bio je čovjek koji je ovako sjedio.
And a person comes, why do you sit like this?
I onda je osoba jedna došla i pitala, zašto ti tako sjediš?
And he said, I want to put my head here in the shade of the tree.
I on je rekao, ja želim staviti svoju glavu u sjenu drveta.
But you know, you don't need to sit like this, you just move over a meter.
Znači nije potrebno da sjedite tako, možete se jednostavno maknuti.
The real point is, he has a boiler on his right behind.
Znači stvarno poanta je da on ima plik na svoje zadnjici.
And he doesn't want to admit it.
I on jednostavno ne želi to priznati.
Therefore he is sitting like that.
Da vas zbog toga sjedi na taj način.
So,
znači to znači da on nije
iskren.
Zato što on ne priznaje svoj problem.
Many people have this. They are sitting like this in their životski.
Mnogi ljudi sjede u svom životu na taj način.
They don't want to admit that they are fallen souls who need help.
I oni ne žele priznati da su one pala duša koje jednostavno trebaju pomoć.
See, there is a great Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prayed like this.
I gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je molio na sljedeći način.
Ayi nanda tanuya, my dear Lord, I'm your part, but I have fallen into this material universe.
Znači on je molio, dragi moj gospodine, ja sam tvoj djelić, ali sam pao u ovaj materijalni univerzum.
Please drag me out of this ocean of birth and death.
Molim te, izvuci me van iz ovog oceana rođenja i smrti.
If you have this mood, then you are sincere.
I ako imaš to raspoloženje, onda si iskrena.
You have a mood of reality.
Onda imaš raspoloženje realnosti.
If you just pray, my dear Lord, please let the school somehow or other finish.
Ali ako moliš, a dragi moj gospodine, molim te da na ovaj način nekako škola završi.
Oh my dragi Lord, please give me a muš.
Ovo dragi gospodine, molim te daj mi muža.
Then you have not really seen your problem.
Onda zaista nisi vidjela svoj problem, svoju situaciju.
So sincerity according to this definition means to be honest and see the reality.
Znači, iskrenost prema toj definiciji znači biti iskren i vidjeti realnost.
Which is that you need help.
To, što znači da ti treba pomoć.
Does this help?
Da mi ti to pomaže.
Little strong answer, but something to think about.
Malo snažan odgovor, ali nešto o čemu možeš razmišljati.
Your name is also Ines, I think. Like the Mala Ines? Molim?
So it is stated that as we are spiritually advancing, this is like a growing of the Bhakti Lata. But also with this Bhakti Lata is growing wheat. Mm-hmm. So how this can happen actually, that although this Bhakti Lata is growing, also the wheat are growing.
See, when you are making advancement in Krishna consciousness,
znači kada vršiš, kada radiš napredak u svjesnosti Krishne,
you become a little bit happy and relieved from material misery.
Postaneš malo sretna i oslobođena od materijalnih bijeda.
Your problems in your personality become less.
I problemi u tvojoj osobnosti postaju manji.
Now, at this moment, you can think of enjoying the world.
I u tom momentu ti možeš misliti o uživanju u svijetu.
You can think, oh, up till now I was not successful.
I možeš misliti, a do sada nisam bila uspješna.
But now I have chanted Hare Krishna.
Ali sada sam mantrala Hare Krishna.
You're working on computer, maybe that will do. No? now I can try again.
I sada mogu probati ponovo.
And I will be a great success.
I onda će biti, bit će to veliki uspjeh.
It's a fact.
I to je činjenica.
I have heard that the how do you say the offender there? The man who got the idea of the computer, Stephen Jobs.
I ja sam čuo za onoga koji dobije ideju o kompjuteru, Stephen Jobs.
He is a Hare Krishna devotee who left the temple.
I on je stari bio Hare Krishna Bhakta koji je napustio hram.
He was successful. Krishna fulfilled his desires.
I on je postao uspješan. Krishna je ispunio njegove želje.
The weeds were growing.
I znači korov je rastao.
You asked how is it possible? Well, you think at one stage, well, maybe now I can enjoy a little bit of the side.
Inače ti vidiš kako je to moguće, ali u jednoj poanti ti misliš, a možda sada mogu malo sa strane uživati.
See, it's like this. It's like a camphor box. When you remove the camphor, the smell still remains in the camphor box.
Znači to je kao kad imaš kutiju sa kamforom i kada makneš kamfor, onda taj miris kamfora čovjek ostane u kutiji.
You can put the camphor box in the sun and rain.
I možeš staviti tu kutiju od kamfora i na sunce i na kišu.
But the smell is still there.
Ali miris je još uvijek tu.
In the same way, in our hearts there's a smell of sin.
I na sličan način u našem srcu je miris grijeha.
Isn't it?
Zar ne?
So you can easily go that again in this direction.
I onda lako možeš otići ponovo u tom putu.
If you're not careful.
Ako nisi pažljiv.
Yes, gentlemen.
Ako mantramo, onda moramo zavoditi na čula uživanje inače. Ali ko će onda, onda poslije toga, kad izmantramo, da opet moraš ići na posao, moraš nešto raditi, znači moraš onda i pisaneš. Onda s drugim moram da nas
It is when we chant, then we forget about everything material. When we start to chant, then we have to think about the job. But anyway, so we have to think about these things, otherwise somebody else would do these things instead of us, with our children.
Yes, therefore you might not chant during the job.
Zbog toga ti ne bi trebalo mantrati za vrijeme svog posla.
When you chant during the job, you might think, oh, what am I doing?
I dok mantraš za vrijeme posla, onda misli, ma šta je to sada radim?
But you can chant with full concentration before the job.
Ali možeš mantrati sa potpunom koncentracijom prije posla.
Finish your chanting.
Završiš svoje mantranje.
And then go to the job.
I onda ideš na posao.
See, now you might be thinking, oh, if I chant so much, then I don't want to go to the job.
Jedan možeš misliti, ali ako tako puno mantram, onda više neću htjeti ići na posao.
To je to. See, then, but it's easy when you know that the job fulfills an important function in your life.
Ali je lako ako razumijemo da u stvari taj posao ispunjava jednu jako važnu funkciju u našem životu.
In other words, you have to see or bring your job in relationship to your spiritual life.
I drugim riječima moramo dovesti i vidjeti svoj posao u odnosu sa duhovnim životom.
You need some money to live somewhere in this world and to eat something.
Znači trebamo nešto novaca da bismo živjeli negdje u ovom svijetu i da bismo nešto jeli.
Even we need it.
Čak i mi trebamo.
This is not a present of Tuđman, this house.
Znači ova kuća nije jednostavno poklon Tuđmana.
So, therefore, you need to do something to maintain your life.
Znači, mi trebamo nešto učiniti da održavamo naš život.
It's not maya or illusion to go to the job, it's just necessary to keep material existence together.
Znači, nije maya ili iluzija da idemo na posao, nego jednostavno neophodno da bismo održavali našu egzistenciju.
You only think it's illusion because it is not you have not put it in relationship to your spiritual life.
Znači mi samo mislimo da je to iluzija, nismo stavili je taj naš posao u pravilan odnos sa našim duhovnim životom.
It's a necessity just like sleeping is a necessary.
To je neophodnost kao što je spavanje isto tako neophodno.
You need to do it so that your material existence, that you can exist in this world.
Znači to moramo napraviti da bismo mogli egzistirati u ovom svijetu.
And you will be glad to hear that such activities which help you to lead a spiritual life, you know, like making the foundation of your material existence, they are called guna bhakti, that is indirect bhakti.
Znači, bit će ti drago da saznaš da sve te aktivnosti se nazivaju stvari guna bhakti, što znači indirektna bhakti.
They should not be given up.
I one ne trebaju biti napuštene.
They're necessary.
To je neophodno.
And when you go with this concept into your job, you will see it in a totally different light.
I onda kad sa ti konceptom ideš na svoj posao, onda ćeš to vidjeti na totalno drugom svijetlu.
You will be interested to hear, I myself, when I was a young monk, I was working as a gardener.
I bit će ti drago da čuješ da ja kada sam bio mladi, onda jednostavno sam radio kao vrtlar.
You know, I had my own garden firm.
Imao sam svoj vlastiti vrt.
Young dynamic gardener takes, you know, converts your garden into a Hawaiian paradise.
Mladi dinamični vrtlar, on jednostavno pretvara vaš vrt u dinamične raj. Hawaiijski raj.
And many people.
I mnogi ljudi su me naručivali.
I made a lot of money for the temple.
I ja sam napravio jako puno novaca za hram.
Then I remember, first I thought, well, what am I doing, you know, taking the weeds out, and I would like to dance now.
Znači, u početku ja sam mislila šta sad radim tu i izvadim korijenje, htio bih sada plesati.
But then, after some time, I did it with pleasure for the temple.
Ali nakon nekog vremena ja sam to činio sa zadovoljstvom za hram.
It's in your mind where you have to really come to terms with your job.
Znači, u našem
put it in relationship to Krishna consciousness.
Znači, u našem umu gdje stvarno trebamo staviti naš posao u odnos sa svjesnošću Krišne.
You're not the only one in this room who has to do this.
I ti nisi jedini u toj sobi koji to treba napraviti.
Many of the young people here, they still go to school.
I mnogi od mladih ljudi ovdje, oni još uvijek idu u školu.
Or university.
Ili na fakultet.
And they have to put the relationship to spiritual life in this.
I oni moraju napraviti odnos sa tim i sa duhovnim životom.
It is even said, better you live outside the temple and think of the temple.
Znači, čak je rečeno da bolje je da živimo izvan hrama i mislimo na hram,
than to live in the temple and think of outside.
Da živimo u hramu i da mislimo na vani.
So I thank you very, very much.
I znači, hvala vam jako puno.
If you would like to come Saturday evening, we will have a nice festival here, let's say spiritual evening here.
I ako želite slušati, u subotu navečer ćemo imati jedno lijepo duhovno veče.
And tomorrow, please all come to Dubrovnik.
A sutra, molimo vas svi, dođite u Dubrovnik.
if possible.
Ako je moguće.
Sila Babu Paragi
Jai
Visi Goni Taiki
Jai
Gaur Premanan
Jai
Dragan Grešna Sečnana Narađu
Jai